Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, like myself, 4 years strong, and then also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So today's episode is going to be about the physical symptoms that you might acquire when you try to leave a narcissistic relationship. Because a lot of people, everybody, so if you know about narcissistic people, narcissist relationships and things like that, you know about the trauma bond. The trauma bond is when it hurts to leave somebody, pretty much. In the simplest form, the trauma bond is the pain that you feel and suffer, you experience when you leave a toxic relationship. That mental pain, the anguish, when you can't eat, you're emotionally drained, like you feel like you're addicted to that person. That's the trauma bond right there. I don't think you love, and I say when you get into the trauma bond, that's when I really don't think you love people anymore. Like, I think you're just trauma bonded to them. But that's neither here nor there. So when you're dealing with, toxic people, this is the part you have to understand right here. Like, when you're dealing with toxic people, you have to understand right here, because narcissistic people, like when you're leaving a narcissistic relationship, not only are you going to experience the mental things, you're also going to get the physical symptoms that come along with it, y'all. Because it's going to physically hurt. You're going to not want to eat. You're going to lose. You're not going to want to eat. You're not going to drink things. You're not going to do, like, you're really not going to do anything with your life. You really, really not. You're going to lose you're going to be hurting. Your stomach going to hurt. Your head's going to hurt. You're not going to sleep. I'm telling you, it's going to suck trying to leave one of these relationships. It really, truly, just simply is. The pain you experience is going to be something, it's going to be hard to explain to other people too. Because you'll be out here trying to explain it to other people, just like, it hurts. This hurts me right here. You know, this hurts so much. This hurts me. Like, you're trying to tell people, like, I want to leave this relationship. I know it's hurt. I know it's toxic. I know it's bad. But when I try to leave, like, I get the worst. I get hives. I get, you know, this is when you try to leave. When you stay, I'm going to tell you something. We're going to go into when you stay as well. You're just like, when you try to leave, like, I get hives, my head hurts, my stomach hurts, I can't eat, I can't drink, I become physically ill. You might be throwing up and things like that. You might get physically sick because of the stress of leaving. Your body is experiencing withdrawal, like a drug withdrawal. It's like you're getting off, you know, the addictive substance. Let's just leave it up there because I'm trying to get YouTube to come at me. You're trying to get off a hard addictive substance, a street drug, so to speak. You know what I mean? One of those. You've been doing it for so long. You've been in this relationship so long. You've been getting that drug so long. You've been getting hits for so long. And when it's taken away from you, it's going to hurt you. I'm telling you, sweats, hives, all that other stuff. You might get physically sick. Some people, I've talked to some people on one-on-one. When I'm talking to people over Zoom, they become physically sick when they deal with narcissists. They do. They become physically sick when they try to leave a relationship. They have to get hospitalized. You know, the thought of unaliving themselves come to order, because you can't imagine them with somebody else. You can't imagine yourself with somebody else, because you spent so much time trying to love this other person that you can't fathom them being with somebody else. So the physical symptoms are going to come when you try to leave. Sometimes the physical symptoms are so great that you would rather stay in a relationship than leave. Like, it hurts to leave. It hurts to stay. But, you know, at least the hurt of staying is, you know, at least you can mitigate that hurt. At least you can mitigate that pain or whatever. At least you can understand it and things like that. You know what I mean? So the more you deal with narcissists and toxic people, you have to understand that, like, it is going to come to, it's going to come to a head where you realize that, like, goodness gracious, I'm done. You know, I'm done. Well, you cross that threshold. But if you decide to stay, the physical symptoms are going to be there too. So this is not just, like I said, I know I led off by saying it's just when you leave. When you stay with a narcissist, the physical symptoms from being anxious and the anxiety that you're going to experience, like, put yourself in this state right here. I'm going to put you in a state of mind right here. imagine you're with a narcissist or toxic person or whatever. Imagine a relationship, right? So imagine you're in this relationship, long-term relationship, whatever, and you know it's toxic. You don't really care about the person anymore, but it's hard to leave, right? So imagine they get off. You get off of work at 4 o'clock, so you're home by 4:30. Imagine they get off at 6 o'clock, and they're home by 6:30. How do you feel at 6 o'clock? How do you feel when you get home knowing that you only got 2 hours before they get there? How do you feel? Do you feel good? Are you excited to see this toxic person? Are you excited to see this narcissist? Or are you just anxious? Are you getting sweaty? Are you getting hives? Are you getting bumps? Are you getting rashes over your body? You have a stress headache now? Is your anxiety, is your heart beating faster? Are your breaths going shallower and shallower? Is your breathing getting shallow? You see how you feel right now? It's 6 o'clock now. Oh, it's 30 minutes that they get.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Home, they just called you, right? They called you. They got mad at you. They chastised you for something that happened to them at work. You wouldn't leave. They tried to tell a story about what happened to them at work, something bad that they called. They actually did it, but they want to play the victim. But they want you to feel bad for them. So now you're getting yelled at. 6:15, y'all. Look at the clock. 6:15. 15 minutes till they get home. How do you feel? They just called you and cussed you out. You think you're gonna have a good time when they get home? What are you doing? Are you happy? Are you joyous? Or you're smiling, or you're sad, and you're sitting in the chair with your hands in your head. How you feel right now? 6:25. 5 minutes left. Are you staring at the clock in joyous excitement, or are you nervous as hell and waiting for, you know, an argument is coming? You know the argument is brewing on the surface. You know it's going to be contentious as soon as the person gets in there. Should you talk? Should you not talk? Your stomach is hurting, right? Your head is hurting. You might start crying. Some people cry. You know, it's cool to cry. You're a human being, you know? You sweaty. You can't, like, your legs are weak. Your head hurts. You got a stress headache. You know what I mean? You either can't eat or you eat too much. 6:29. It's dark outside. You see the lights turning in the driveway. The door closed. The door shuts in their car. You can hear them walking up to the door. How do you feel? Again, are you happy? Are you standing by the door ready to hug this person? Are you ready to jump into their arms or have them jump into yours? How do you feel? How do you feel? Are you feeling good right now? The key's in the lock. Why you got the door locked? Now they're getting angry because you had the door locked because they had to use the key to get in. Why are you sitting here with the door locked? How do you feel? The physical anxiety and the scene, y'all. I know I just built a whole story up about telling the episode. Goodness gracious. That was dark, wasn't it? Sorry, y'all. I should have put a trigger warning before that, shouldn't I? Post-trigger warning. Sorry, y'all. I know that's not funny, but damn. I didn't realize. See, when I do these episodes, I don't know where I'm going with them. I really, really don't. I just start talking, and they just roll. You know, I have the topic, and I just roll with it. So that's why I said, you know. But how do you feel? You see how the anxiety built up because now you feel uncomfortable. This is just to show you right here, y'all, that when you stay with a narcissist and you feel that way, your body is rejecting the person. Your body is rejecting the person. But when you leave and you experience similar symptoms, your body is not rejecting the person. Your body is trying to purge itself of the person and the feelings, the pain that it had for them. Same feelings, different reasoning behind it. You see the person, you get a physical reaction from dealing with a human being. This is not poison ivy you're dealing with. This is not I can't think of the Brazilian jungle. I can't think of the jungle right now. My mind went blank. The rainforest, you know, one of the rainforests in the world. This is not one of those where you're going to get bit by a bug the world's never seen before and you have an allergic reaction. This is a human being that they say they're going to love and take care of you for the rest of your life, you know, or it could be a parent. It could be a human being. It's like love and take care of you for the rest of your life, but it could be a parent. Could be a significant other. Could be a spouse. Could be a brother or a sister. Could be a cousin. Could be a family friend or somebody that's close to you. These physical symptoms you have to understand exist. So that person coming home from work, it could be your mom or dad. It doesn't have to be your boyfriend or girlfriend or your person. I mean, it can be literally your mom or your dad. So the physical symptoms exist, like I said, but if you stay, it's your body rejecting that person, trying to give you the signs that, hey, look, it's time to go. But if you leave, it's your body purging itself. Same feelings, different reasons. You know what I mean? Get through it. Get through that pain. Sometimes people use the pain to escape. Like, I should not be feeling this way. And they use that pain that they're feeling as a reason to leave. Like, I should not be feeling this way about somebody that's supposed to love and care for me and protect me. I should not be feeling it. It should not feel this way. I should not be sick right now just because my mom or dad is on the way home, or my girlfriend is on the way home, or my boyfriend or husband or wife is on the way home. Take back your power. You deserve it more than that. You deserve it more. You really, really do. You know what I mean? But I can say that all I want to. You have to realize that you deserve more. You deserve better. And actually go out there and work hard to get it. Power up, y'all. You really have it. You have it in you. But I can say it over and over and over and over again. But you have to believe it. You have to stand in your truth. You have to take back your power. You have to be the one to act on it. You know, the pain is going to come. Choose your pain. The pain of leaving or the pain of staying. One of them is consistent. The other one ends sooner or later. The other one has an end point. One of them has, you know, one of them is going to be consistent. Consistency remains in the consistency. If you have to haven't figured it out, the consistency exists when you stay. That's where the consistency comes from. The consistent pain. The other pain is going to be consistent for a little while, but it subsides. Time heals if you allow it to heal. Anyways, y'all, I'm sitting on this Zoom right now. I just started my Zoom. I'm waiting on my 101 to start. Anyways, y'all, I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And guess what, y'all? My brand is coming soon. We got a logo. Oh, my goodness. Y'all going to love, look. Oh, me and my wife are talking a self-love brand, y'all. It's going to be beautiful. Because self-love is how you heal. Anyways, y'all, like and subscribe for more. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mr. Hill, this is out. Peace. And my podcasters, hit that 5 stars for me. Y'all know I love y'all. Y'all know I got all the love in the world for y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you again. 5 stars. Mental illness is out. Peace.